95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog Show, Riggs Guy, Intern Steve, and the fourth member of our broadcast team now, a legend. You know him from everything. The Simpsons, Spinal Tap, author, entrepreneur. It's Harry Shearer, everybody. Harry Shearer is here. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good day, sir. It's great to have you here, man. There's so much to cover. We do need to let people know, though. If they go to harryshearer.com, they can get in touch with what's going on in America, I feel, as you have put together a new album, The Many Moods of Donald Trump, seemingly having your finger on the pulse of the country.
Well, I have it somewhere on the body of the country. I hope it's the pulse. I do a weekly hour show on public radio and make fun of the news. And it so happens that there's a guy in the White House now who really wants us to pay attention to him every minute of every day. And so, like a good citizen, I comply. And I've been writing these songs about him for a while. And the beginning of this year, I started doing properly produced versions of them as records, and been dropping one a week on YouTube and all the music services for a little while, and still doing that. And then the whole collection comes out on CD and LP for people who like physical stuff next month.
Does it surprise you, because you were there in the days of records and cassettes and CDs and things, and now all you got to do is create something, and all of a sudden you've got an instant audience. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
You know, anytime you can skip the hell that is the music business, you are in better shape.
Right.
That's all I can say.
These are not
nice people.
Right. And let me ask you about this, because I worked in retail record store for like 12 years prior to radio. So I took great pride in finding new music. And, you know, when This Is Spinal Tap came out and then the subsequent records, I enjoyed being able to tell people, hey, perhaps you like this, and you could play it for them and let them hear, and they'd be like, yeah, I'll buy the whole thing. It was a great thing, right? But obviously from your end, you had to deal with actual record labels and things.
Yeah. I mean, what you did, they're now trying to imitate with artificial intelligence, you know, and recommendation machines. And I'm delighted to see how wrong they get me as a consumer. You know, every time I turn on Netflix to see what's up, and they say, well, maybe you'd like this. And I'm thinking, no, there's no way I'd like that. You don't know me.
Right. Right.
And thank God.
Obviously, if you go to harryshearer.com, you can see there's a wide palette of stuff. I mean, your website is chock full of information. Like you said, your weekly radio show is there. You've got all the many projects that you've been in. Is it hard for you to get through a day without feeling some sort of Simpsons influence, though, whether it is like, oh, this real life is as absurd as what that cartoon premise was?
I am very lucky to have a job like The Simpsons, but I'm spending my days thinking of stuff in my own little world, and you know what I'm going to do on my radio show, or what I'm going to do on a record, or I have a movie that I'm trying to get made. So it goes through other filters than The Simpsons. My mind is on The Simpsons when I'm doing The Simpsons, and when I go away, I'm like trying to imagine other stuff.
What an amazing career for you, too. You've done so many great movies and been part of so many great things. Is there one role that you wish you had? Is there something that you wish you could have done in a film that maybe somebody else got, or that you saw and thought, oh, I wish I could have done that?
You know, I think you can't spend time around Hollywood without, even if you don't want to, without being made to feel envious of people.
Right.
Because
right.
If you go to L.A., if you go to, you know, like in a normal city, billboards are for car dealers or, you know, injury lawyers or beer. In L.A., every billboard you see is from a movie or TV show. And the effect is, he got that. He's doing that. Oh, I've come to regard L.A. as the envy machine.
Understandable. We were talking on the show recently about the fact that Tom Cruise gets to go to the space station and do a film. Would you like to go to the space station and do some work?
You mean the real one?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
yeah. Not the one they built in Burbank. You mean the real one?
Right. That's right. We were speculating whether or not it was real.
Yeah. I'd have serious questions about the food before I decide.
Yeah, what is the menu on the space? Harry Shearer brings up great points. These are thought-provoking points. Of course, you want to make sure you stop by harryshearer.com and check out the many moods of Donald Trump and the great songs that are put together there. As far as like I don't consider Spinal Tap songs parody at all, although they are legendary. No. Is there one that you have gained the most joy out of writing and being a part of from the Spinal Tap catalog?
Big Bottom.
Big Bottom. It's a great track. I mean, all bass. Yeah. All bass.
I mean, all bass. It may be the most covered non-hit in the history of popular music. I'm always running into people who've covered Big Bottom, you know?
That's a great acclaim. And then, of course, there is a Derek Smalls solo record. It's a masterpiece. I took great pride in being contacted by a record label person notifying me for a hard rock and metal show that there's some nude music that I could have played a little while ago. So that was a great treat as well.
Yes, and we shot the Derek Smalls live show, which is called Lukewarm Water Live, and that's coming out as a live concert video very soon. So it's a very spectacular show, I must say.
And Butt Dial. Who hasn't Butt Dialed? And there's a real song about it now.
That's right. And it's because every old rocker has a symphony orchestra these days. Derek has two.
You got to have more. This is all about excess with Derek Smalls. And then I obviously see that there's a I got to point out I attended a Spinal Tap on the Break Like the Wind tour. I was front row center in Atlanta at the Fox Theater seeing Spinal Tap live. It was a great moment for me. Loved the show. Phenomenal performance.
Wow.
And then after the show, my roommate and I went to a gentleman's club, and Michael McKean recognized me from singing the songs back at your faces during the show. I that was one of the greatest moments of my life.
What was Michael McKean doing at a gentleman's club?
So this is what I'm going to ask you, Harry Shearer. Why were you not at the Cheetah 3 Club? That's what I want to know.
I was at the Cheetah 2.
Okay, understandable. I'm glad finally life has let me catch up with you. I appreciate your time. Of course, harryshearer.com has got all the info. Of course, the new record you say is coming out next month, right? If somebody wants a physical copy.
Yeah, and the songs come out on YouTube, on my YouTube channel every week, every Friday. And there's a killer video coming out in about a week and a half.
Well, thank you for keeping me laughing, America laughing, Florida laughing especially. We need it. Thank you. And thank you so much for everything you've done for The Simpsons. I mean, I literally, Monty Burns, I believe, is our actual boss. And Smithers has actually been one of my bosses before. So I feel like I've seen the physical embodiment of these characters. So thank you for bringing them to life as well. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Harry.
Take care.